Passion for my wife. You know, men, when we've just discovered that marriage can be our greatest message to communicate Jesus Christ and reveal His glory, the obvious question is, what can I do to love my wife? What is my wife's greatest needs? You know, as we go into this passion, I want you to know that no one forced you to marry your wife. You loved your wife. And I didn't have to tell you how to meet her needs, but it's interesting as men, when we conquer something, we kind of just go, what's next? You know, what's next is we need to go back and discover what our wife really needs in a husband and what those needs are. And this passion is going to call you men to do a lot of things that might be really difficult, but I'm going to challenge you. Embrace these difficulties, go on the journey, and do these things with your wife. You'll win her heart. And I know something, men, you want her heart more than anything else. And so I'm excited about just discovering how we can better lead our wives, love our wives, and do the things that bring God glory. So let's be doers and complete all our homework, and let's have fun doing it. Okay, good evening, men. I know this is a different pace, a style tonight, but I'm glad that we can change things up. You know, as I think of this book, this is a manual that we want you to read, and we just finished the topic, integrity. And I hope you're taking the time to read The Coach's Corner, because one of the greatest stories is that catch of a lifetime. And I encourage you to read that on page 69. And speaking of a catch of a lifetime, I want to introduce to you my wife, Kathy. And 27 years ago, I caught her. And it's the greatest catch I've ever had. And there's something that I want to talk about in this progression as we go on this journey, and that's this fact. We want you to have a relationship with God that is passionate, full of zeal, and we want you to have pure hearts and serve the Lord with sincere faith, understanding the power of prayer, the power of moral purity. And then, Lord, we just finished talking about covenant marriage and why marriage. So that we can glorify God. It's the greatest message we have. And you know, when I sit here alone and I teach, that's wonderful. But when you bring Kathy into this formula, the two of us have such a greater message. And what we're going to begin to look at, men, is how can we make this message greater? How can we communicate to this world, this is the way God loves His bride, the church? When the two of us walk in unity, what a message. So Kathy's going to join me, and we're going to begin to look at what it means to love our wife and how we love her effectively and what needs she has and how we can begin to portray that wonderful picture of Christ in the church. Before we get started, let's just stop and let's commit this session to the Lord, shall we? Father, I am grateful that You in all Your wisdom desired that man would not be alone. And You gave that wonderful gift called woman. And when Adam said, wow, we say wow today. And I say thanks. And Lord, we were given the privilege to choose our wives, to love and to cherish for the rest of the days of our life. And I pray, Lord, that we would learn what it really means to love and cherish our wives. I pray that as we look at what the needs are of our wife, that we as men will grow in the wisdom and knowledge of how to meet those needs, so that as a marriage, it will reflect Your beauty and Your glory. Thank You for this time. We commit it to Your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I often say this, an ideal wife is any woman who has an ideal husband. But the focus of this session is not going to be on us as the ideal husband, but what we can do to help our wife become that dream, that ideal woman that God wants. I met a lot of people and they talk about their marriage. I'm thinking about one person in particular that is a leader of a church. His wife is involved in that ministry. People look up to him. They respect him. He says to me, Steve, there's one thing I would give. I would give anything to have a wife like yours, because your wife respects you and values you. You know, men, more than wanting to be loved by our wives, the thing that we cherish the most is to be valued and respected. And when I think of success is having the ones that are closest to us respect us the most. And men, I know that you will feel successful when your wife truly respects you. We're going to live out this dream, this passion, in what we spend our time, our energy, and our focus. And I believe if we love our wife like Christ loves the church, we will begin to gain that respect. What we've been focused on, what is our purpose here? Men, we know it is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Marriage is something that God uses so that we can glorify Him. Kathy and I, working together as a team, can bring great glory to God. Two are better than one. But you know what? If we're going to be married, we must learn to enjoy it. What good is it to be a Christian and not enjoy your relationship with God? What good is it to be married and not enjoy your relationship with your wife? So we're going to talk about how we can better represent this picture of Christ in the church, this picture that God wants our marriage to demonstrate. What we want to talk about is how can we fulfill the needs of our wife? Because I believe when you meet a woman, you can see whether she's happy or whether she's struggling with joy. And men, I believe that when we do what God calls us to do, we can help our women, our wives, feel satisfied and live a life with joy. So we're going to look at some needs, and we're going to look at the first basic need that a wife has. And that first need, and most important need, is the stability and leadership of a husband as the spiritual leader of his home. I think that every woman desires strong leadership, but not only just being a strong leader, being able to provide the spiritual needs that she has. I think of the problem with that, man, when I looked at college, and I remember our college days having a Bible study before breakfast, 11 girls coming, one other man and myself were there. Where were all the guys? In bed. Where and who is always interested, it seems like, in spiritual things? The women. What? For some reason, it was the women that followed Jesus to the cross. It was the women that went to the tomb. For some reason, their antenna seems to be drawn to Christ quicker than us as men, and they are drawn to people who are seeking the things of God, and they are looking for a man who is going to be a spiritual leader. So the problem is we've got our priorities messed up, and that's why we're taking CTL. That's why we're going on this journey, so that we can look at how we can better lead our wives. And I want to encourage us as we look at leadership, what that looks like. And when I say leadership, a lot of you guys say, well, I think I'm leading my wife spiritually. When I look at Kathy and I'm doing okay. I'm taking her to church. But I thought as we prepared this, how do we get a man to look at how am I doing in spiritual leadership? What's that look like? So if you'll look at your books on page 65 and 66, man, we got some real practical things that we want you to look at and to evaluate how you're leading. And the best person when you're evaluating how you're leading is the person you're leading, and that's your wife. So when you look on page 65, one of the things, there's an M and there's a W, and there's categories on here that we want you to look at and say, how do you feel you're doing? And men, I want you to do this. I would appreciate if you wouldn't evaluate yourself first and then give this to your wife and say, here, evaluate me, honey. Give it to her and say, how am I doing in this area? And I remember the first time Kathy and I did this, my wife is so good at just always wanting to build me up that I knew if she gave me a 7, it was probably a 4 or a 5. And so I don't know how your wife is, but I regarded a 5 or a 6 as something that I really needed to work on because Kathy is so kind to me. But when you look at this, I want you to have her evaluate. You know what we're doing, man? We're saying to our wives, I'm not doing this because it's a homework assignment. I'm doing this because I want to really evaluate how I'm doing in my leadership ability. Have her fill out her numbers and you evaluate yourself. I thought one of the interesting things was one man said his wife gave him a 1 on regular time in God's Word. He had been in CTL for 8 weeks. He had been reading his Bible every day. He had been going into his den, having his quiet time. His wife didn't know it. That's all right. He wasn't doing it so she would know it. This evaluation gave opportunity to discuss, and he was able to share with her, you know, honey, I'm reading my Bible every day. I'm journaling. And she discovered something about her husband that she didn't know. And I don't read my Bible so Kathy knows that, but I think a woman gets excited when she knows that her husband is more interested in spiritual things than the TV, than the newspaper, than going in the den and looking at your computer. So there's real positive things in this evaluation. The other thing that we want to do in this evaluation is look at consistency. Every woman wants a husband to be consistent. Men, one of the things that causes consistency is conviction. When you have a conviction, you know that it's not going to change regardless of what the church is doing, the culture's doing. You have a conviction. And you'll see on page 66 that we want your wife and you to think about, what are your convictions? One of the things I had done is I had written down my convictions and I said to Kathy, what convictions do you know that I have? And what really blessed me in this process is she wrote down a bunch of things that I had never thought about. And you know what a conviction does? It gives stability to you and her and your relationship. It provides stability for your family. And she knows that those things are not going to change regardless of time or age. So when you go through this conviction part, I think it's really a good time for the two of you to share what those are and if she even understands what your convictions are. I want to just take some time right now and let Kathy share with you, from a wife's standpoint, how significant it is for the husband to be the spiritual leader and how that's played out in our relationship.
One of the things that I noticed about Steve from the very beginning of our marriage was that he would go off and spend time with the Lord each day. And that really spoke to me, and I kept seeing this man that had a passion for the Word, and it wasn't just to have a little devotional, it was to spend concentrated time with the Lord, and it really caused me to want to spend time with the Lord myself, although he didn't come back and say, honey, I read all this in the Word, and I think that you ought to do this, and you ought to do this. Instead, he read the Word, and then he would just share with me what God was teaching him, but there wasn't any preaching. And he just let the Lord work in my life, and I saw him lead me spiritually by example. And then when we had children, he brought that into our family, and we would have family times together, and he would just share what the Lord had been teaching him. Oftentimes, that would be a situation where he would actually confess to us that he had not been obeying God in a specific area in his life, and there would be humility in his teaching. And yet, he was always challenging us to take the Word and apply it to our lives. And to lead a family spiritually, a man needs to really love the Lord and love the Word. And I'm just so thankful that Steve demonstrated that. It was already a part of his life before we met. It wasn't something that he did now that he was married or now that he had taken a class. It was something that was already a part of his life, and I appreciate that so much. And his example of letting the Lord change me, but he washed me with the water of the Word, which is what Ephesians 5 talks about a husband is to do for his wife, just as Christ does for the church. And I feel like I have been washed and I have been cleansed many times by the Word that my husband has shared with me.
We want to look at the second part of how a man and a need that he can meet with his wife. And I think it's really important, man. I don't know if you understand, communication for us is hard, but for women it's easy and it's important. And a wife wants to feel like she is valued. And I think one of the things that we fail to do often in our marriage is communicate to our wife the needs that she meets that no other woman can meet. She should feel absolutely secure because we should be affirming in our wives these things that only she can do, that nobody else can do it. On page 67, I list some of those things that my wife, Kathy, does that nobody else can do. And I believe it's just really important from time to time just to reaffirm those things in her life. And I want you to look at some of those things that God has allowed marriage to do. And I want you to even reflect, because some of you are going to have some other things that aren't even on this book. But as you think of them, communicate them to your wife. She needs to hear them. We talk about marriage as being the word picture that reflects Christ. Only Kathy can communicate with me what this relationship is with Christ and His bride, the church. No other woman can fulfill that need. Nobody else can communicate that except Kathy. It's important for her to know that. She is a mirror of my spiritual condition. When I'm looking at my wife and I'm saying, how is my wife doing spiritually? That's a real indication of where I am spiritually. So I want to be alert and sensitive to that. She provides potential power for my prayer life. Men, we've been challenging you to pray with your wife every day. It is absolutely essential that the two of you are one, because the two of you praying together is powerful. And she gives unbelievable potential to the power of our prayers. She is an alarm system. She's my best security in walking in moral purity. She knows my heart. She can read my eyes. She can help me in this area, in this struggle, to guard my heart. And she is a beautiful alarm system, and she can spot women with the wrong motives. I might not even see it, but my wife has that potential. Only Kathy can give me the joy of a physical, intimate relationship without any guilt or condemnation. That is absolutely priceless, that we can enjoy what God wanted us to enjoy in physical union. She is a safeguard. I know for me, in my journey with Kathy in these years, I'm a visionary. I want to go boom, boom, boom. Let's go do this, honey. A wife is really a safeguard in making hasty and quick decisions. And we need to seek them for their counsel and wisdom. And my wife has played an absolute incredible role in that. The other thing that she really helps me with is helping me know our children. Our wives understand the needs of our children better than we ever will. And when I'm working on a child, she'll give insights that I can't see. Kathy does these things, but man, I think what we've got to do is we've got to communicate to our wives how they're meeting these needs and reaffirm those things. And then our wives will begin to do those things more and more, which will help our relationship blossom. I believe that the Father and Jesus represented this union that we're talking about, husband and wife. There was communication. There was words expressed back and forth. There was a dependence on one another. And I'm thankful that I can communicate to Kathy and say, Kathy, you need to know something. Only you can meet these needs. And I believe that that really helps in a strong relationship as we go on this journey together.
One of the things that was difficult for me after we got married and began having children was being at home all day with the children, feeling overwhelmed, feeling tired, sometimes feeling like my role in the family was not as significant. And I was so thankful and appreciative that Steve valued me as a wife and a mother and kept affirming in me that, yes, this is valuable. This is a good place for you to be. This is where I need you. I can trust you to take care of our children. I can trust you to manage the family and take care of the home. And I didn't struggle after that with some of the things that other women struggle with in having an important role in the family. I didn't have to go outside the family to look for importance and fulfillment at that time. I was able to find it in the family because Steve was always affirming me. He was always telling people that I had the most difficult job in the family, being at home all day with the children, and it meant so much to me. And he has continued to do that even as our children are young adults, affirming in me the relationship that I am developing with them and that commitment to know my children and to spend time with them and not be out pursuing something else when this time goes by so quickly, and that we will never regret the time that I can have with them. He has also put courage in me to help him in the ministry that God has called him in. I would have never chosen to be someone that speaks to women. I am more comfortable with one-on-one situations. And several years ago, Steve said to me, I would like you to spend time with the women in a teaching setting when I do the CTL discipleship ministry. And my first response was, you've got to be kidding. You're the one that likes to be in front of people. You're the one that is comfortable in that setting. You know that I am more of a one-on-one type of person. And he said, I know you can do it. I know you have a message. I know the Lord can use you. And I'm so thankful, because I would never have done that had he not put that courage in me. And I feel that he has cherished me in that regard and seen the potential in me that I did not see. And I'm so thankful that he appreciates me and the gifts that the Lord has given me and allows me to use them for His glory.
Men, when we will encourage our wives, when we will call them to their highest calling, what the world says is not important. I sit here now, years later, and say, I married a woman that was career-minded. She was worked her way up in a bank. And I said, honey, when you marry me, I want you to follow the vision. And today I sit here in front of you men and I say, I got 5 children raised. They all love God. This has been beautiful because I got a wife that said, I'll come under that vision. I'll follow you. And it just brings joy to my heart to see so many women seeking for what is life, what is meaning, what's going to bring fulfillment. And I've watched my wife reach what I believe every woman wants to attain. The joy of seeing a family raise up and love God. The joy of having a husband who loves God and wants to do things for the glory of God. So it's been really an exciting journey. And as we continue to look at the wife's needs and Kathy's needs, I think of learning how to know that she loves to hear that you delight in her and cherish her as a person. If I could tell you, you know, not getting married until I was 30 and going to a smaller church, and the question my wife asked me over and over again, Steve, when did you notice me? What attracted you to me? Tell me that story. You know, man, I could have you and your wife over and give you beans and the worst thing you'd ever like to eat. And you might say, I'd never go back to Altmaier's, but no, I'd take you in the living room. I'd sit you down and say, hey, how'd you guys meet? Tell me, Joe, how you fell in love with Sandy. And you know, Joe and Sandy could go over and have steak and lobster, but Sandy would say, we're going back to the Altmaier's, because she wants to hear more from Joe, how he cherishes her, how he loves her. And I believe, man, we can, as you look again on our book, how do we show those things that we cherish and love? I think it's done with conversation. And I think, men, the thing that we spotlight in our wives is what they will grow and blossom in. And too many of us men, you know what we've spotlighted in our wives? Their outward beauty. So they spend so much time trying to get their, I call it their barn painted, and their outward looking good, and they forget to work on their heart. And you know, men, when we strive to tell our wives, you know what makes you so special, hon? Your love for the Word of God. You know what makes you so special, hon? You're willing to commit time to our children. You know what makes you so special, hon? You've given up your goals and your dreams to follow what you want, what I've asked you to do. And I tell you what, man, if we would just penetrate into our wives when they do those things that really we're so proud of, if we could just tell them those things. So I'm going to ask you, men, to think about, as you go home, think about those things that your wife does, only she can do, and how you cherish her. And do it in front of the children. Speak highly of you so that your children will respect her. So let's look on how we can cherish and delight in our wives.
One of the ways that Steve cherishes me is he has taken the time to get to know my personality. And he knows how much I can handle in my life, and he has given me the freedom to say no to outside interests, outside pulling, outside relationships when I feel like my plate is full and I cannot handle anymore. And I know a lot of times everyone is telling us, oh, you can do this and you can do that, and we need you here and we need you there. And I have a husband who, when I go to him and say, honey, this is what I'm being asked to do, what do you think I should do? And after I prayed about it, he would say, well, I think it's okay if you say no. And I feel valued as a person, as he doesn't want me to be stretched too thin. He protects me by giving me the freedom to say no to things that are not to be my priority right now. And I feel like he knows my personality and that I can only handle so much. And he appreciates that in me and protects me in that way.
Fourth thing that we're going to look at in this session, men, is your wife needs to know that you are aware of her and aware of her presence, and she is on your mind and she matters. If Kathy has been patient with me, it's been in this area. I'm a focused person that can do so many things, and I've learned this about Kathy. It doesn't matter how much I go out and minister, how much I do at school or work throughout the years, when Kathy is with me, she wants my undivided attention. I'll never forget one time when we were talking and Kathy was sharing something, and I just was thinking, I got to do this, and I just got up and started to do it and moved into the other room, and she kept going, and then she, as soon as I left the room, she stopped, and I said, go ahead, hon, I'm listening. And she just gently said, you know, when you have time, I'll finish and we can do this. And I thought, Steve, you don't get it. Your wife is wanting to visit. Go back in there, forget about this, and sit down and give her your eyes. Man, I think that's a real nugget. Your wife knows when she's got your heart when you give her your eyes. And it's saying, I really care about you. I want to listen to you. And we have so many times that our wife doesn't get our eyes. And that's the theme here. And there's so many other ways that we show that our wife matters. It can be when there's a heavy object. These things are listed on page 69 just to help you out. Do you pick it up and show her that you care? Ordering for her at meals? Opening the car door? You know, I think about this when I think of, as a young person in church, how many couples did I look at their marriage and I go, this guy loves his wife. He's got his arm around his wife. He's holding her hand. He's opening the door. There's just things that say, I care about this person. They're special. I think about, as men, sometimes we are slobs to live with. Mom picked up for us, and we expect our wife to pick up for us. You know, man, when you were dating your wife, I didn't have to tell you, you need a shower. After we get married, it's like, where's the shower? We need to be clean. We need to respect our wives. We need to pick up ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves so that our wife says, I have a neat and I have a clean husband. But it's caring for the other people and showing that you care by listening, by doing the little things. So, man, what we're talking about, we're doing these little things not only so that our wife can realize how much we love her, but I think we're doing it for a greater reason. It reflects how much Jesus, the Father, cared for Jesus, how much God loves his bride. And when we do these little things, people are watching and they're going, wow, that man loves his wife. And they can see that. And we need to outwardly show that in our relationship with Christ. So let's look at how we can meet these needs. And there's a lot of things that we covered, but I hope that you'll look at these things and say, you know what? There's some areas here that I can work on with my wife. And in your book, you have some POA things, some things that you can identify. Just take a few of these and begin to incorporate them in and do them slowly. And your wife will notice that you're beginning to take your focus off yourself. You're reflecting on her. There's not a day that goes by that I wake up and my first thought is, what am I going to do for Kathy? Automatically, my first thought is, what's on your plate, Steve? And as I grow in this thing called marriage, as I grow in what God wants me to, more of my thoughts are, the day's not about me, it's, what can I do to minister to Kathy? And that's where we begin to see God really blossom a relationship, and that relationship brings glory to God.
Steve is right when he says that he is a man sometimes with a mission and can be very focused on the task at hand. And sometimes I might feel like he doesn't remember that I'm around, and yet he has really been growing in that area, and I will find that throughout the day I may be at the kitchen sink and he may be walking through the house on his way to something very important, and he'll stop at the sink and show me some affection, or I might be upstairs in my desk and he'll stop by and ask me what I'm looking at or doing, and I've noticed the Lord really working on him, and I find that as I am patient, God works in our husbands' lives. And the other thing that really means a lot to me is when Steve is out on the road, when he's in town, he calls often. He'll check in and say, my schedule changed, I might be home late, or I'm coming home early, do you need anything at the store? And that tells me that he is thinking about me when he is away from me. And it means a lot to a wife for her husband to check up on her. And now I'm having the opportunity to share with my sons, when they're out and about, to call home Check in with mom and dad and let us know what you're up to, because this is great training ground for when you are married. A very wonderful thing to have a husband that recognizes his wife in the home and her part in the family and acknowledges her presence. And I know that we've been working on communicating and looking at each other in the eyes and speaking in a way that brings glory to the Lord. I'm learning to be aware of when it's a good time to talk to Steve and not just think that any time I can have a conversation with him and he will be able to switch gears and listen to me. And I'm asking the Lord to teach me how to be more discerning and know when my husband is in a ready moment to listen to me.
Neither natural love or divine love will remain unless it is cultivated. Men, what we're doing in CTL is not trying to give out a bunch of information. It takes cultivation. It takes work. All it takes for a marriage to fall apart is for a good man to do nothing. You can have a marriage that is lead or gold. You can have a marriage that is paper or china. You can have a marriage that could be a Kia or a Hummer. Men, I don't know what kind of marriage you're going to have, but I know this, it's going to take work. And that's what CTL is about. Let's go to work and let's work at having a great relationship. And take these ideas, these thoughts, and say, I'm going to begin to love my wife. God bless you on the journey.